Hi folks, Graham Sutherland here. Christmas Day, we're past midnight. Here in Scotland anyway, it's 25 past midnight, so Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to one and all. And best wishes going out all across the world. It's been a really strange year. I have to say that. It's been a really weird year. The sheep have all been corralled and herded into little pens. I feel a bit like that, you know. I despair with humanity. I look around me and I see so many people just tranced out, totally tranced out by the Masonic media, wearing their masks, walking about in lines, like they're going into the slaughterhouse, ready to get slaughtered. Turned into steaks. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like to me anyway. I look around me and even some of my friends that are, you know, in the Real World of White Truth movement, part of my group, part of my way of thinking, part of the whole expose, part of the truth movement. They're like standing in line at the grocery store with their masks on, trying to understand each other, speaking. Because it's only when you're masked up you realize how much of our language is lip reading. It's not all audio. We lip read a lot and we look at people's expressions and our language is quite tonal. I could say the same phrase to you in five or six different ways and it would mean completely different things because of the intonation in my voice, the tone of my voice, and what I do with my face. You don't realize this until you try communicating with someone with a mask on. All you've got is their eyes to go on. You don't have the curl of their lips or their expression in their face or anything like that, you know? And it's isolating us. It's isolating us from each other. It's forming a bubble around us. We're not communicating properly. We're not understanding each other properly. And it's so much effort. It's so much more effort to communicate if you're wearing a mask, especially to someone else wearing a mask. A lot of people just don't bother. They just think, oh, it's not worth the hassle, you know. We'll just do the essentials. I'll just do the essentials and, you know, just get on with it and get back home quickly to my comfort zone because it's so difficult communicating to someone with a mask on when I've got a mask on and they've got a mask on and they can't read my face and I can't read their face and, you know, I'm all confused and I'm thinking, what's going on? And but everyone else is doing the same and everyone else is confused and everyone else is a little bit wired and everyone else is a little bit strange and everyone else is a little bit paranoid. So, yeah, it's okay for me to be a little bit strange and a little bit paranoid because everyone else is. So, yeah, I didn't really understand what that person meant when they said such and such a thing because I couldn't read the face. Couldn't read the face because I had a big diaper over it. I don't know actually what they meant. Don't know how they were communicating. Don't know exactly what they actually really meant. I don't know the idiosyncrasies of the language. Oh, man. We're in a really screwed up situation. And probably 95%, I'm doing head counts all the time. I'm a numbers guy. In case you didn't realize that, I'm a numbers guy. I'm always doing internal counting. Without, I've got a clock in my head. I count everything. I really do. I really do. I count everything without even trying. I'm a numbers guy. It's what I do. If you and I are throwing bricks on a truck or whatever for an hour, after an hour, I'll tell you how many bricks there are in that truck because I'm counting all the time. I see, counting's easy for me because I see it in pictures. That's how I do it. I see it in pictures. Every time there's a five, every time one, two, three, four, five, every time we get to a five, instead of seeing a gate with a bar on it, for some reason I see a bale of hay. I get two bales of hay, that's a 10. Four bales of hay is a 20. I mean, you get to 100, in my mind, it turns into a haystack, an old-fashioned one. It's not related to bales. It's a different symbol in my head for 100. It's an old-fashioned bale of hay with a curvy top. Before they had combine harvesters, that's what I see in my head. So I'm a numbers guy. So I'm driving around and I'm looking at people's faces all the time. Not just on the street, but in the shops, in the cafes, in the public places. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at them and I'm counting without trying. I don't have to make an effort. I don't need a clipboard. I don't need a pen. I don't need any of that stuff. I'm just counting in my head without even thinking. If I start thinking about it, it comes from the subconscious into my conscience, and I realize I get the numbers. I get the numbers in my cerebral cortex. I get the number in the frontal lobe if I want. But I don't need to, because I'm counting anyway. I'm counting in the subconscious. 95% of people are going about in masks, which means 95% of people are plugged into the matrix. They're blue-pilled. They're blue-pilled. I'm red-pilled. I know it's a false reality. I know it's a false reality. I'm red-pilled, as I say. And I'm looking at all these blue-pilled people and I'm thinking, oh, man. And you speak to them, you try and speak sense to them, and they're like, oh, there's been an outbreak, oh, there's been an upsurge, oh, the numbers are big, oh, the numbers are scary, oh, have you seen this, there's a new strain, there's this, there's that, and they're using the exact same cliches that they got in the media, the exact same cliches, the exact same fear-mongering rhetoric that they got in the media. It's absolutely... It's absolutely criminal. You hear them using the same cliches that the BBC use. The first example that pings to my mind is conspiracy theorists. Conspiracy theorists. That was originally invented by the CIA to ridicule and question anyone who dared to question the official JFK assassination narrative. That's where that came from. That's where that cliche come from, conspiracy theorists. I know all the cliches. Oh, you're a tinfoil hat wearing maniac or whatever. You know, you hear these cliches being trotted out. It's unbelievable. The world we're living in right now. You can't even talk freely and share opinion-based or factual-based stuff on Facebook or other social media platforms, including Twitter. You can't. because we've now got these well-paid morons that they call fact checkers, diverting you to other sites and whatnot because they don't like the way you think. It's so interesting because tonight, listen, I actually watched. I didn't plan to. It kind of just came on the. It kind of just came on the TV. It was the George Orwell's 1984. And you know, I thought. I mean, I've watched it before. Certainly, but there was bits I didn't. I was like, is this a remixed program or what? I can't remember this, I can't remember that. So there was lots of bits I'd forgotten. And I'd also forgotten how close 1984 is to 2020. I mean, in terms of sheepish, compliant fools all standing in line, waiting. And that bit, there's a bit in the program with the Big Brother, or one of the agents of Big Brother, he's holding up four fingers, and he says to the guy, how many fingers am I holding up? And he goes, four. And he went, no. And he held up four again, and he gave him an electric shock, and he said, how many am I holding up? And he goes, four. And he went, no. And then he gave him another electric shock with more intensity. And he goes, how many fingers am I holding up? And he goes, four. And he goes, no. And the other guy goes, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? And he says, Big Brother says five. So he goes, okay. How many fingers am I holding up? And he goes, four. No. Five, six, seven, whatever you say. And he goes, no, it's not whatever you say. So he takes him, and the thought police had read his thoughts. And they said to him, we know, we're going to take you into room 101. We know what your darkest, deepest fear is. And he goes, well, what is it? And he played him a tape of him telling his wife that he was absolutely terrified of being eaten alive by rats. So he puts him into room 101 and just puts him in a cage and starts to lower him down into this, into these rats. He starts to lower him down. And he's screaming his head off. Terrified, absolutely terrified. So lower him down and lower him down. And he just freaks out. He blacks out. He collapses. And the other guy winds him up and he said, you're cured. You're cured. You can be released now. You can be released. You've experienced what room 101 is. So, room 101 is facing your deepest fears, and your deepest fears are not the same as the next person's fears. Obviously. That's always quite clever. So he's out there, he's up on the podium, and he's shouting, you know, hail Big Brother, and all that, you know. And everyone's like saluting, like, I don't know, members of the Nazi Party in 1939, perhaps. Absolutely unbelievable, really. Unbelievable. But it was interesting, very interesting, the parallels. The parallels that we're seeing, you know, between that film, between 1984 and what we're seeing today with these mask-wearing morons standing in line for the rations of beef, the rations of fruit or whatever. So that nightmarish spectre has become in reality. In our country, we've got hundreds of trucks trapped at the border between France and the UK, hundreds of them, full of food, all different kinds of food and fruit and fish and perishable items. I've been there for days. There's been a bit of a war on between Britain and France, and it has to do with fishing. UK has got really good fishing waters, traditionally full of herring. And the Icelanders and the French and the Dutch and the Russians, everyone wants a piece of it. So there's a war broken out, basically, and the French have said they're not going to back down, and they've put gunships into our waters. I can't believe what I'm saying, but this is what's happening. This is what's happening. And Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, has said he's not going to put up with it, so he's authorised the Royal Navy to go out and patrol and repel any French or foreign, Polish or Romanian or whatever, fishing boats to sea in our waters. It's quite unbelievable it's come to that, but it has come to that. That's what's going on. French gunships in our waters. Would you believe that? Time to protect their fishermen because they've decided that they want some of our fish. You couldn't make this up. You really couldn't make this up. So in the meantime, we're meant to be coming out of Brexit. Brexit's meant to be happening on the 31st. And this is Christmas. Merry Christmas again to you all. But that's actually next Thursday. That's 6 days away. So all hell's breaking loose. All sorts of mad stuff's happening. But the upshot of it is, the motorways, there's like six lanes. Or it's eight lanes, actually, when you get closer to the tunnel, when you get closer to the Channel Tunnel. You're dealing with eight lanes. And, they're full of trucks. The trucks are all full of food. These people, these poor souls, are all stuck. They can't get home. They just can't get home. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what's happening. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Is this really going on? It blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. All this food's going to spoil. It's perishable food. It's all going to spoil. And there will be food shortages in the shops, obviously. Of course there will be. Supermarkets are speaking about flying in their own food. Would you believe that? I can't believe I'm saying that either. Flying in their own produce. Think about that. Think about that. They're going to fly in their own produce to try and beat these backlogs that's formed at both sides of the channel. So it looks like Britain's going to war with France. It's serious. It really is serious. The world's going to hell. You've got all these morons wandering about with their masks on, muttering about COVID-19, 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 COVID-19. Have you seen the numbers? Have you seen the numbers? Have you looked at the numbers? Oh, the testing. Oh, the testing. Have you been tested? I've been tested. Have you been tested? It's like cans of Coke and avocados are testing positive. So there's a good chance as a human being you'll be tested positive. Absolutely nuts, man. We're living in a really, really crazy world. I feel like saying stop the world. I want to get off. I really do. I mean, what the hell is going on? The media is sowing fear, like deep-seated, you know, fundamental fear into everyone. And, you know, everyone's like, basically tranced out with it. You know, they really are. They are tranced right out with fear. And if you try and challenge them, excuse me, they look at you as if you're funny. Look at you as if you're funny because you're not full of fear. You're not worried about the, you know, the tsunami. The tsunami of new cases is going to be with this new strain. Oh, the new strain's coming. It's mutated. It's mutated. Help. Help. It's coming. Help. Have you not heard about the new strain? Oh, man, the new strain is going to wipe us all out. It's mutated. It's mutated. It's horrendous how hysterical people get. I find it absolutely mind-boggling how hysterical people get. And when you try and talk to them in a practical, pragmatic way, they get even more hysterical. They talk over the top of you. They get all emotional and talk over the top of you because they really want to get across to you what the media have told them. The media. Oh, but the media said, oh, but I heard on the news. I heard this on the news. Oh, listen, I heard that on the news. I heard this on the news. So they repeat the bullshit they got on the news as if it was some kind of truth. Hysterically. Defending it. Defending what they heard on the Masonic media. As if it was some kind of elixir. Some kind of health-giving utopian drink that makes your knowledge and your perception trump everybody else's. I'll be honest with you, I actually really despair. I really despair with humanity. I thought there was more people out there with the kahunas to know when they're being wound up and to know when they're being mind controlled. I thought there was more free thinking people in this world. I really did. I thought there was more people that could take a step back and say, no, I'm going to work this out myself. I already know what the mainstream media are doing. And I know what agenda is behind it. Where are these people? Where are the free-thinking people? What are the people with understanding and wisdom? What's happened to everyone? They must be hiding under rocks or something, because I'm not seeing them. I'm not seeing them in the street. I really am not. I'm not seeing them anywhere. Where are they? Everyone I see seems to be pranced out. Media morons. Unbelievable. I despair with humanity. I really despair with humanity. I never thought it would come to this. I honestly thought, you know, I've been through the whole kind of rock and roll thing and the kind of, what would you call it? The sort of 20th century sort of renaissance of free-thinking people, you know? We were the original rebels. We didn't want to talk like they talked on the BBC. All that strange kind of put on weird sounding rhetoric. We rejected all that. We rejected all that stuffy conservative public schoolboy nonsense as well. rock and roll era, the rock and roll generation, the baby boomers, we rejected all that. Woodstock, Isle of Wight music festivals, Stones, three festivals in Hyde Park, all that stuff. We rejected everything our forefathers stood for, the need for war and control and manipulation. We rejected all of that in favor of peace and love and harmony and a oneness with nature, all that stuff. That's what we were into. We rejected all that military nonsense. We were the baby boomer generation. And now we're all coming up to our, the autumn of our lives, facing the, facing the winter of our lives. We are facing retirement, if you like. The baby boomer generation is the generation that the, well, we're the war babies, if you like. The war babies and our generation completely rejected the way of thinking of our forefathers. We did. There was a social revolution, a huge social revolution. Woodstock and all that stuff wasn't just about music. It was a whole cultural shift, a whole cultural shift. Yeah. So it was so much more than just music. It really was. It was a completely different way of thinking. It was a different way of looking at things. It was a different way of evaluating each other and valuing each other. And people came to a realization in the 1950s and 60s, as naive as they were, and as brainwashed as they were by the corporate media, they came to a realization that the two world wars, World War One, World War Two, had basically been a battle between ruling families, a battle between the aristocrats in Europe, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Dutch royals, the Germanic royals, and of course the Semitics, the Semitic people. They've always been at war, well, like for 2,000 years with the Aryans. I guess as a sort of Scandinavian, I'd be classed as an Aryan. But these houses, these families have been at war for 2,000 years. The ruling families in Europe have been vying with each other for power and control, for that long. And of course, the Jews have been at odds or have been at war with the infidels for even longer. We know that. That's a whole other thing. So today, Christmas Day 2020, Israel have been attacking Syria on this very day. Absolutely tragic. That's breaking news. That's just came in the last 15 minutes. So there you go. There's cutting edge news for you. Israel have again attacked Syria with F-16s, I presume, and ground-based missiles. They're absolutely itching for a fight with Iran. That's what's happening. In another interesting twist in the tale, Russia have just been given the go-ahead. The Russian military have just been given the go-ahead to build a marine harbour base in Sudan, in the Red Sea. So that's halfway up the Red Sea towards, well, you've got the Suez Canal on one side, You've got the Suez Canal up to the north in Egypt, and down to the south, you've got the Gulf of Aden. So Sudan is right in the middle of there, if you know your geography. Sudan is a sizable country, bigger than and just below Egypt. That's what it is. So there's about 200 miles of water, and across the water, you've got Saudi Arabia. So Russia have just been given the go-ahead to build a military base in there, and I think we've got a 100-year lease. That's big news. That's big news. Because between 10 and 15% of all shipping goes through the Suez Canal, which was once guarded and, you know, protected by Britain, but now Egypt have control of it. So they should, because it's in Egyptian territory. But that, I thought that was a very significant and interesting development in world politics, that Russia had been given this go-ahead to put in a naval base, a big naval base in the Sudan. Kind of cool in a way, because we can see the demise of the Western powers, and we can see the emergence of a giant in chains, which is China. China's amazing. It's a powerhouse. It really is. So at the same time all this is going on, this week again, Christmas week, we had China and Russia doing joint military drills in the South China Sea and round about Japan. Heavy bombers, heavy strategic bombers. And I think there was slightly more Chinese involved than there was Russians. But nevertheless, it's a show of power, but it's more than a show of power to the world. It's a show of solidarity and unity between China and Russia, and the fact, you know, they're ready to take on. It's basically, this is what they're saying, they're ready to take on the US. And of course, the US is in a state of absolute flux at the moment. All the systems in the US are breaking down, not least the moral fiber of the country. It's totally imploding. That's what we're witnessing. So you've got the kings of the East and the kings of the North, China and Russia. You've got them in a very obvious new pact, an alliance, a military alliance. It's quite biblical, really. When you look at it that way, in fact, it's very biblical. And speaking about biblical, it's quite obvious that we're in the end times. It's quite obvious we're in the, you know, the sort of the final minutes of the doomsday clock, if you like. It really is. Russia have also sold Iran, after a bit of consternation, they've actually sold them the world-class or world-beating S-400 anti-missile and anti-plane systems, anti-aircraft systems. There's been a lot of consternation about that. So Turkey's got them, and so has Iran now. That's quite significant. So I really think, with all I've just said, I really think that COVID-19 and all the hysteria and all the fluff, I really think it's a smokescreen to what's really going on, and that is a build-up to World War III. Absolutely. And anyone that's paying attention will know that they are, well, further evidence of what I'm saying is that they're filling the deep underground bunkers, they're filling them with food right now. They're going down there with trucks loaded with food, so they're expecting something. It doesn't matter what the news says or what you think. or what your neighbour thinks or whatever. They're stocking up their underground bunkers with fresh supplies, and they're not doing that for nothing. They know what's happening because they've planned, the movers and shakers have planned it this way. So whilst you were sleeping, whilst you were stressing out about COVID-19 and all that stuff, and speaking over the garden fence to your neighbour and, you know, comparing stats and fear statistics, the rest of the world's gearing up for World War III. The morons are all going about with masks on, worried about a virus. So I spoke to a guy today who runs a radio station, a local radio station, and he was saying his son had COVID-19. He said it was quite nasty and knocked him on his back for 5 or 6 days. Nasty flu, but he said he bounced back from it quite quickly. His whole family had it, and he said it was short and sharp, quite nasty. But you don't know, because I mean, if a can of Coke and an avocado and a chicken and a goat, the sheep, it test positive for COVID-19, how many human beings have been misdiagnosed? It's an idiot test. Come on, people. Waking up, it's an idiot test. The CPR test, the COVID-19 tests are picking up RNA, which is debris. It's debris in your blood that you get after you've fought off a bug. It could be the cold, it could be the measles, it could be a bad bacterial infection, but it leaves you with RNA, and that's what this test is picking up. So you'll find RNA in everything. The test is an absolute joke. It's an idiot test. The COVID-19 test is an idiot test. The wearing of masks and anti-social distancing is another idiot test. It really is. It's all a huge fiasco. We've all been mixed up in this huge washing machine and tumbled around with a whole load of bullshit to believe that the truth is lies, and the lies is the truth. That's what they do. They invert everything. That's the world we live in. That's the world we're living in. So what's happening? What's happening? What's really happening? Okay, well, we're seeing the Luciferians making the final checkmate move, or at least they think they are. I don't think they're ready for the backlash that will cause. People are not going to go down without a fight. But that's what we're seeing. These are spiritual matters. These are spiritual matters, without a doubt. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're witnessing. As horrible as it may sound, the beast system, the ill-fated biblical beast system, is making their move. It's a compliance test to see how many people are compliant, how easy it's going to be to sway public opinion, how easy it is to traumatize people into walking about with diapers on their face. That's a nappy if you live in the UK. It's tragic what we're seeing. But let's just hope that common sense prevails, and that people that are awake and aware of the agenda and all the lies and the hysteria will come back this year fighting. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping so. And I'm quite happy and ready to lead anyone that's willing to come and fight with us, because these are serious matters. We have to think about our children and our grandchildren, the future generations. Are we really going to roll over to these beasts? I hope not. I really hope not. We've got to understand this in spiritual terms. If you try and make sense of it in political terms, you'll go round and round in circles and end up more confused than you were to start with. These are spiritual matters. It's God against Satan. It's Christ against Satan, basically. So you're either for Christ or you're for Satan. There's no sitting on the fence on this one, pretending it's not happening. Trouble with that is you'll get a bullet from either side. So fight. Fight for something or die for nothing. That's your choice. There's so much more going on. And we're all lulled into this ridiculous false sense of security of buying more designer clothes and buying this and buying that to impress people we don't even know, for money we don't have. Consumer society, that's what we've been sucked into. It's a joke, you know, and we're the joke. We are the joke. Anyway, I'm going to wind up. It's been a short show tonight, but it's maybe just as well because it's Christmas and all that. But hopefully I've resonated with someone out there. It's only going to get worse in 2020. But it's time for a rising. It's time for a rising of people that's aware and awake. It's tragic what's happening to humanity, how easily manipulated and brainwashed they've been. It makes me weep when I see it. These people thinking they're being virtuous and righteous, but in actual fact, they're just being stupid and dumb. But I'll leave you with that thought. I'll wind up the show now. And I will wish you all a fantastic new year. I'll be back in the new year with the 21st Century Jacobite. Quite enjoyed this show tonight. And I look forward to the next one next Thursday. So, yeah, I'll say good night and God bless to you all. And don't panic. Don't panic. Don't listen to mainstream news because they're filling your head with utter nonsense. Be sensible. Be pragmatic. Use your critical thinking skills. Let's unite and fight the beast system, not roll over and accept it like mask-wearing morons. So anyway, people, I look forward to speaking to you next weekend. It's been a good show. I'll say good night and God bless. Until the next time.
Tune the yes, a tune. Covers count.